The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
We've made it to the middle of the week, and you know, the first day of autumn is just 1 week from today. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Wednesday, September 15th, 2021, Wednesday of the 24th week in Ordinary Time. In the Missal, it's Liturgical Year B, Cycle 1. Wednesday is a day to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary, and today is the memorial of Our Lady of Sorrows. Now, for a while, there were two feasts in honor of the Sorrowful Mother. One went back to the 15th century, the other to the 17th century. And for a while, both were celebrated by the Universal Church, one on the Friday before Palm Sunday, the other in September. Now, the principal biblical references to Mary's sorrows are in the second chapter of Luke and the 19th chapter of John. In Luke, we hear Simeon's prediction about a sword piercing Mary's soul. And in John, we hear Jesus' words from the cross to Mary and the beloved disciple. Many early church writers interpret the sword as Mary's sorrows, especially as she saw Jesus die on the cross. Thus, the two passages are brought together as prediction and fulfillment. Let's offer this day to the Lord. My Lord and Father, inspire my thoughts, words, and actions, and accompany them with your aid, so that I may undertake all my activities according to your will and out of love for you. I ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying that we all will make courageous choices for a simple and environmentally sustainable lifestyle, rejoicing in our young people who are resolutely committed to this. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me and that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins, for the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful, my Immaculate Mother, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. We read from the Gospel of St. John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." After celebrating the feast of the triumph of the cross, or the exaltation of the cross yesterday, today the church celebrates the memorial of Our Lady of Sorrows, turning our eyes to Mary at the foot of the cross, Our Lady's presence there in the Passion. And this gospel passage is very brief, but it says a lot. Lord Jesus, it tells us that your mother was there and she was standing there, standing by the cross. And the church's tradition sees that posture of standing by the cross as an image of Our Lady's strength. And so the church has a sequence that it uses today before the gospel, a kind of longer prayer / poem. The Stabat Mater Dolorosa. At the cross her station keeping, stood the mournful mother weeping, close to Jesus to the last. And so she's standing there with a certain strength, a certain fortitude, keeping her station. She's where she should be, close to you, Lord, supporting you. And she's there to the last, right? She perseveres in that role, her role of support and her role of co-redemption at the foot of the cross. And the gospel says that Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved. And Lord Jesus, we can imagine that you seeing Mary and John at the foot of the cross was helpful to you. It was consoling in that moment. It was strengthening to have them there, to have their support, to have their presence there, helped you to undergo the passion. It gave you a certain strength, their company, their moral, emotional, spiritual support. They're being willing to, in a certain sense, experience this moment with you, especially Our Lady. Many spiritual writers consider that in the Passion, our Lord truly died for our sins, for my sins and for your sins, that our sins were the cause of the Passion, and that because of Jesus' connection to divinity, because his humanity and his divinity are so closely connected, that Jesus could actually see our sins and suffer for them. Because God, of course, is outside of time, and so in the Passion, our Lord can suffer and feel all the sins of all mankind for all time and take them on as if they were his own. And that's what almost kills him right there in the agony of the garden, that tremendous crushing weight of our sins. And that's a cause of great contrition for us, a great amount of sorrow, love sorrow, as San Jose Maria would call it. But if that's true, we can also imagine that our Lord can see the good in us from the cross, in the Passion. If he can see the bad, he can also see the good. And just as the bad causes him to suffer, our faithfulness, our Christian response, our fidelity in carrying our own crosses would be for him a kind of consolation. Just as he looks out with his humanity and sees his mother there at the foot of the cross, keeping her station. And that would give him a certain solace, a certain strength. So too, because of his connection to his divinity, because his divinity can see all things, past, present, and future, he could see our fidelity. He can see the way in which we too, like Our Lady, keep our station by the cross when our Lord sends us some cross to carry, when he entrusts us with some difficulty or sacrifice. And if we bear it well, we accompany Jesus, we console him, we make his passion a little bit lighter because he can see us doing it from Calvary, on Calvary. The liturgy of today's Mass offers two options for the Gospel. The first one, we just read some of it, is from the Gospel of John, the Passion, where Jesus gives Mary to John to be his mother, and to us to be our mother, and gives John to Mary to be her son. The second passage is from the Gospel of Luke, and it's the scene of Simeon's prediction in the temple of Our Lady's participation in the Passion. Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted. And you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." So Jesus, we see here that many years before, she was told in a solemn prophecy that her heart would be pierced with a sword, that your destiny and her destiny were connected, and that she would have to suffer a kind of spiritual death, a spiritual martyrdom, because of your being a sign of contradiction to the world, because of your role as Savior and Redeemer. And so Our Lady must have known that the cross that she had to bear, that sword piercing her heart, would precisely be connected, Lord, with your suffering. Because the only thing that could break her heart would be harming and seeing the suffering of you, the object of her love. Her heart was totally in you, and through you, Lord, totally in God. And so the only way her heart could be pierced with a sword was if the object of her heart, you, Lord Jesus Christ, had to suffer and die. And that's precisely what happened. And this is a great lesson for us, that if we love, we will be vulnerable. The more we love, the more vulnerable we are. And vulnerable literally means woundable, that we're capable of receiving wounds. Because to love is to care, and to care is to make the fate and the lot of others our own. We're not indifferent to our friends, to our loved ones, to anything or anyone that we love. We're not indifferent to their suffering. And so their suffering becomes our suffering. A few years ago, there was a beautiful song by famous singer Ed Sheeran, which he wrote in honor of his deceased grandmother. And it's a song about mourning her and her funeral. It's called Supermarket Flowers. And in there he sings this: I'm in pieces, it's tearing me up, but I know a heart that's broke is a heart that's been loved. And a heart that's broke is a heart that's been loved. So that sword piercing Our Lady's heart is only capable of hurting her. She's only vulnerable because she's been loved by God and by her Son. And because she's loved, she's loved them back. But the sense of the song and the sense of the gospel, of course, and the sense of life and of love itself, is that it's worth it. It's worth the risk of being wounded. It's worth the certainty of being wounded, like to love and to be loved. And the song goes on to make this point. I hope that I see the world as you did, because I know a life with love is a life that's been lived. So a heart that's broke is a heart that's been loved, but a life with a love is a life that's been lived. And without love, or without the risk of caring, without the risk of being wounded for our commitment to others, well, then life is not truly lived, where we keep ourselves from living life, human life, Christian life, certainly, if we don't love, if, like Our Lady, we don't run the risk of having to stand at the foot of the cross while the object of our love suffers. Our Lady, our Mother, Mother of Sorrows, help us to be strong for our Lord when he sends us crosses. Be strong for the others in our life when they suffer or go through some difficulty. And help us, like you, to run the risk of love, knowing that, indeed, at times, it will pierce our heart, it will wound us. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations which you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
There's more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 16 past the hour. We'll begin the liturgical day in just a few minutes. This is Daybreak. Celebrating Our Lady of Sorrows, Wednesday, September 15th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We join the whole church in prayer now as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Let us adore Christ, the Savior of the world, who called his mother to share in his passion.
Let us adore Christ, the Savior of the world, who called his mother to share in his passion.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Let us adore Christ, the Savior of the world, who called his mother to share in his passion.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth, and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Let us adore Christ, the Savior of the world, who called his mother to share in his passion.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Let us adore Christ, the Savior of the world, who called his mother to share in his passion.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
Let us adore Christ, the Savior of the world, who called his mother to share in his passion.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Let us adore Christ, the Savior of the world, who called his mother to share in his passion.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Let us adore Christ, the Savior of the world, who called his mother to share in his passion.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Never forget all he has done for you.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Never forget all he has done for you.
My soul, give thanks to the Lord. All my being, bless his holy name. My soul, give thanks to the Lord and never forget all his blessings.
It is he who forgives all your guilt, who heals every one of your ills, who redeems your life from the grave, who crowns you with love and compassion, who fills your life with good things, renewing your youth like an eagle's.
The Lord does deeds of justice, gives judgment for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses and his deeds to Israel's sons. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Never forget all he has done for you.
As a father is gentle with his children, so is the Lord with those who revere him.
As a father is gentle with his children, so is the Lord with those who revere him.
The Lord is compassion and love, slow to anger and rich in mercy. His wrath will come to an end. He will not be angry forever. He does not treat us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our faults.
For as the heavens are high above the earth, so strong is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our sins.
As a father has compassion on his sons, the Lord has pity on those who fear him. For he knows of what we are made. He remembers that we are dust.
As for man, his days are like grass. He flowers like the flower of the field. The wind blows, and he is gone, and his place never sees him again.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
As a father is gentle with his children, so is the Lord with those who revere him.
Bless the Lord, all you his works.
Bless the Lord, all you his works.
But the love of the Lord is everlasting upon those who hold him in fear. His justice reaches out to children's children when they keep his covenant in truth, when they keep his will in their mind.
The Lord has set his sway in heaven, and his kingdom is ruling over all. Give thanks to the Lord, all his angels, mighty in power, fulfilling his word, who heed the voice of his word.
Give thanks to the Lord, all his hosts, his servants who do his will. Give thanks to the Lord, all his works, in every place where he rules. My soul, give thanks to the Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. You have compassion for the sinner, Lord, as a father has compassion for his children. Heal the weaknesses of your people and save us from lasting death, that we may praise and glorify you forever.
Bless the Lord, all you his works.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God
and cherish it in their hearts.
A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The glory of the Lord left the threshold of the temple and rested upon the cherubim. These lifted their wings, and I saw them rise from the earth, the wheels rising along with them. They stood at the entrance of the eastern gate of the Lord's house, and the glory of the God of Israel was up above them. These were the living creatures I had seen beneath the God of Israel by the river Chebar, whom I now recognized to be cherubim. Each had four faces and four wings, something like human hands were under their wings. Their faces looked just like those I had seen by the river Chebar. Each one went straight forward. Thus the word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, it is about your kinsmen, your fellow exiles, and the whole house of Israel that the inhabitants of Jerusalem say. They are far away from the Lord. To us the land of Israel has been given as our possession. Therefore say, thus says the Lord God, though I have removed them far among the nations and scattered them over foreign countries, and was for a while their only sanctuary in the countries to which they had gone, I will gather you from the nations and assemble you from the countries over which you have been scattered, and I will restore to you the land of Israel. They shall return to it and remove from it all its detestable abominations. I will give them a new heart and put a new spirit within them. I will remove the stony heart from their bodies and replace it with a natural heart, so that they will live according to my statutes and observe and carry out my ordinances. Thus they shall be my people, and I will be their God. But as for those whose hearts are devoted to the detestable abominations, I will bring down their conduct upon their heads, says the Lord God. Then the cherubim lifted their wings, and the wheels went along with them, while up above them was the glory of the God of Israel. And the glory of the Lord rose from the city and took a stand on the mountain which is to the east of the city. Spirit lifted me up and brought me back to the exiles in Chaldea, in a vision by God's Spirit. Then the vision I had seen left me, and I told the exiles everything the Lord had shown me. The glory of the Lord rose to the threshold of the temple. The temple was filled with a cloud, and the court shone with the glory of the Lord.
Then the glory of the Lord went forth from the threshold of the temple.
O Jerusalem, how often have I longed to gather your children together, but you refused. Your temple will be left deserted.
Then the glory of the Lord went forth from the threshold of the temple.
From a sermon by Saint Bernard, Abbot. The martyrdom of the Virgin is set forth both in the prophecy of Simeon and in the actual story of our Lord's Passion. The holy old man said of the infant Jesus, "He has been established as a sign which will be contradicted." He went on to say to Mary, "And your own heart will be pierced by a sword." Truly, O Blessed Mother, a sword has pierced your heart. For only by passing through your heart could the sword enter the flesh of your Son. Indeed, after your Jesus, who belongs to everyone but is especially yours, gave up his life, the cruel spear, which was not withheld from his lifeless body, tore open his side. Clearly it did not touch his soul and could not harm him, but it did pierce your heart. For surely his soul was no longer there, but yours could not be torn away. Thus the violence of sorrow has cut through your heart, and we rightly call you more than martyr, since the effect of compassion in you has gone beyond the endurance of physical suffering. Or were those words, "Woman, behold your son," not more than a word to you, truly piercing your heart, cutting through to the division between soul and spirit? What an exchange! John is given to you in place of Jesus, the servant in place of the Lord, the disciple in place of the Master. The son of Zebedee replaces the Son of God. A mere man replaces God himself. How could these words not pierce your most loving heart when the mere remembrance of them breaks ours, hearts of iron and stone though they are? Do not be surprised, brothers, that Mary is said to be a martyr in spirit. Let him be surprised who does not remember the words of Paul, that one of the greatest crimes of the Gentiles was that they were without love. That was far from the heart of Mary. Let it be far from her servants. Perhaps someone will say, had she not known before that he would not die? Undoubtedly. Did she not expect him to rise again at once? Surely. And still she grieved over her crucified son? Intensely. Who are you, and what is the source of your wisdom, that you are more surprised at the compassion of Mary than at the passion of Mary's son? For if he could die in body, could she not die with him in spirit? He died in body through a love greater than anyone had known. She died in spirit through a love unlike any other since his.
When they came to the place called Calvary, they crucified Jesus there.
His mother stood beside the cross.
A sword of sorrow pierced her blameless heart.
His mother stood beside the cross.
Let us pray. O God, who willed that when your son was lifted high on the cross, his mother should stand close by and share his suffering, grant that your church, participating with the Virgin Mary in the Passion of Christ, may merit a share in his resurrection. who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
24 minutes before the hour, and coming up, we've got today's Gospel in Conversation with God and Morning Prayer. All straight ahead on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. On the memorial of Our Lady of Sorrows, I'm Paul Sadek. In the Gospel of Luke, we hear of Simeon foretelling that a sword would pierce Mary's heart. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the fulfillment of that in the 19th chapter of the Gospel of John.
But standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing near, he said to his mother,
"Woman, behold your son."
Then he said to the disciple,
"Behold your mother."
And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find daily Mass readings all the time on the Relevant Radio app. We're celebrating Our Lady of Sorrows, and I have to ask rhetorically, why wouldn't she be a sorrowful mother? Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 7, Special Feasts. O sweet mother, font of love, touch my spirit from above. Make my heart with yours accord. Make me feel as you have felt. Make my soul to glow and melt with the love of Christ my Lord. Jesus wanted to associate his mother with the work of redemption and make her a participant in his supreme sacrifice. As we celebrate the co-redemptive suffering of Mary today, the Church invites us to offer our many little difficulties and voluntary mortifications for the salvation of souls. Through union with the Lord's work of redemption, Mary underwent the torments of any good mother who sees her son in the throes of death, but in addition, her pain had the salvific quality of Christ's own passion. She who is full of grace and the most pure handmaid of the Lord offers up all of her actions in intimate union with her Son. Their value, therefore, is virtually without limit. We will never entirely comprehend Mary's immense love for Jesus, which is the cause of her great suffering. The liturgy applies the words of the prophet Jeremiah to the sorrowful virgin as to Christ himself. All you who pass by the way, look and see. Was there ever a sorrow to compare with my sorrow? The anguish of Our Lady is greater on account of her eminent holiness. Her love for her Son allows her to endure his sufferings as though they were her own. When the soldiers strike the body of Christ, it is as if Mary is subjected to every blow. When they pierce his head with thorns, Our Lady feels their sharp penetration. When the same men offer him gall and vinegar, the Blessed Mother tastes all the bitterness. As they spread his body on the cross, Mary is torn from within. The more a person loves, the more he or she identifies with the pain of the beloved. A brother's death is more upsetting than a pet's. A son's dying is more trying than a friend's. To get a grasp of Mary's grief at the crucifixion, we need to somehow appreciate the great extent of her love for her Son. Christ's agony is greatest in Gethsemane. On account of his profound sensitivity to the malice of sin, that night also meant untold moral suffering. Sin is an offense against God, a wicked affront to his infinite holiness, and the cause of the Passion. It is much more serious than a mere transgression. The Virgin realized this more than any other creature. On account of her own awareness of the enormous evil of sin, Mary was plunged in bitter grief on beholding its horrible consequences for her son. Every one of us contributes in some way toward increasing the suffering of Christ. For this reason, we should rejoice to be able to meditate slowly on sin's impact on the loving hearts of Jesus and Mary. We will then accept our share in their suffering and make reparation gladly. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 16 before the hour, time to pray. We join the whole church as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
My soul clings to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My soul clings to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my soul is thirsting. My body pines for you, like a dry, weary land without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory.
For your love is better than life. My lips will speak your praise. So I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
On my bed I remember you. On you I muse through the night. For you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you. Your right hand holds me fast.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
My soul clings to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Let us rejoice that we have been made sharers in Christ's passion.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Angels of the Lord, bless the Lord. You heavens, bless the Lord. All you waters above the heavens, bless the Lord. All you hosts of the Lord, bless the Lord. Sun and moon, bless the Lord. Stars of heaven, bless the Lord.
Every shower and dew, bless the Lord. All you winds, bless the Lord. Fire and heat, bless the Lord. Cold and chill, bless the Lord. Dew and rain, bless the Lord. Frost and chill, bless the Lord. Ice and snow, bless the Lord. Nights and days, bless the Lord. Light and darkness, bless the Lord. Lightnings and clouds, bless the Lord.
Let the earth bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Mountains and hills, bless the Lord. Everything growing from the earth, bless the Lord. You springs, bless the Lord. Seas and rivers, bless the Lord. You dolphins and all water creatures, bless the Lord. All you birds of the air, bless the Lord. All you beasts, wild and tame, bless the Lord. You sons of men, bless the Lord.
O Israel, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever. Priests of the Lord, bless the Lord. Servants of the Lord, bless the Lord. Spirits and souls of the just, bless the Lord. Holy men of humble heart, bless the Lord. Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, bless the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
Let us bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let us praise and exalt him above all forever. Blessed are you, Lord, in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious and exalted above all forever.
Let us rejoice that we have been made sharers in Christ's passion.
It has pleased the Father to reconcile all creation in himself through the blood of Christ.
It has pleased the Father to reconcile all creation in himself through the blood of Christ.
Sing a new song to the Lord, his praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel rejoice in its Maker. Let Zion's sons exult in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the poor with salvation. Let the faithful rejoice in their glory, shout for joy, and take their rest. Let the praise of God be on their lips, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to deal out vengeance to the nations and punishment on all the peoples, to bind their kings in chains and their nobles in fetters of iron, to carry out the sentence preordained. This honor falls for all his faithful.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen.
It has pleased the Father to reconcile all creation in himself through the blood of Christ.
From the letter to the Colossians. Even now I find my joy in the suffering I endure for you. In my own flesh I will fill up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ for the sake of his body, the church. I became a minister of this church through the commission God gave me to preach among you his word in its fullness. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Through you, we drink from the wellsprings of salvation, O Blessed Virgin Mary.
Through you, we drink from the wellsprings of salvation, O Blessed Virgin Mary.
From the sacred wounds of Christ,
O Blessed Virgin Mary.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Through you, we drink from the wellsprings of salvation, O Blessed Virgin Mary.
Rejoice, O sorrowful mother. After your great sufferings, you shine forth as queen, enthroned beside your son.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Rejoice, O sorrowful mother. After your great sufferings, you shine forth as queen, enthroned beside your son.
Let us glorify our Savior, who chose the Virgin Mary for his mother. Let us ask him.
May your mother intercede for us, Lord.
Son of Justice, the Immaculate Virgin was the white dawn, announcing your rising.
Grant that we may always live in the light of your coming.
May your mother intercede for us, Lord.
Eternal Word, you chose Mary as the uncorrupted ark of your dwelling place.
Free us from the corruption of sin.
May your mother intercede for us, Lord.
Savior of mankind, your mother stood at the foot of your cross.
Grant through her intercession that we may rejoice to share in your passion.
May your mother intercede for us, Lord.
With ultimate generosity and love, you gave Mary as a mother to your beloved disciple.
Help us to live as worthy sons of so noble a mother.
May your mother intercede for us, Lord.
Incarnate Lord, help us like Mary to ponder the ways in our own lives that we can make you a dwelling place in our hearts. We pray to the Lord.
May your mother intercede for us, Lord.
Now let us offer together the prayer our Lord Jesus Christ taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
O God, who willed that when your Son was lifted high on the cross, his mother should stand close by and share his suffering, grant that your Church, participating with the Virgin Mary in the Passion of Christ, may merit a share in his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Join me for one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Morning Air next, I'm Paul Sadek. Let's get together tomorrow morning at 4 a.m. Central. You go out now, make this a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.